This is Northwest News from KPLU. Sports have such a powerful hold on our culture that lawmakers are often willing to take extraordinary steps to keep teams and fans happy. Even the U.S. Supreme Court exempted pro baseball from antitrust laws way back in 1922. Here in Washington State, we have our own exception to the rule when it comes to sports. KPLU's Ashley Gross has been digging into why.
In Washington State, our Minimum Wage Act defines who is an employer and who's an employee. That's how the state figures out who should get paid the minimum wage. Well, as of July of this year, the law includes this exception. Here's Governor Jay Inslee signing the bill.
It specifies that employee does not include an individual who is at least 16 years old and under 21 years of age in his or her capacity as a player for a junior ice hockey team that is a member of a regional, national, or international league, and that it is one that contracts with an arena owned, operated, or managed by a public facilities district.
Did you catch all that? Here's the plain English version. Guys who play in the Western Hockey League, meaning the Everett Silvertips, the Seattle Thunderbirds, the Spokane Chiefs, and the Tri-City Americans, are not employees. They don't qualify to get paid minimum wage, and they also don't fall under the state's child labor laws. The whole idea is that these guys are amateurs, not pros. But if you really look at it, are they? Even fans going to the Everett Silvertips home opener are not so sure.
Does it feel like you're going to see a pro team or an amateur team?
More like a pro team.
Yeah. Why does it feel like that?
Oh, because they're professional. They practice every week.
Look at all the spirit.
Yeah. I would call it semi-professional.
Definitely it feels more like a pro team. There's a lot of community pride for them.
Does it seem like you're coming to see a professional sports team, or does it feel like it's an amateur sports team?
Middle, both.
A little extra dose, a bump and circus.
Inside, fans who have paid as much as $40 for a seat wave green glow sticks and shake cowbells. As each Silvertip player skates out onto the ice before the game, little fireworks go off. People stand in line to buy jerseys, and Fox Sports 1380 broadcasts the game live.
Across the box, Lauren Sell centering a shot by Lino. Safe rebound, score!
Here's how we got this kind of odd carve-out in our labor law for a group of hockey players. About 2 years ago, a guy in Canada named Glenn Gumbly, who had been involved with an effort to unionize hockey players, filed a complaint with Washington's Department of Labor and Industries. He said Western Hockey League teams, which are for-profit businesses, were breaking state child labor and minimum wage laws. He said they were paying a stipend that worked out to about $1 an hour. The department started a child labor investigation. News of that was like a thunderbolt in the hockey world. Some lawmakers took notice.
Can I get you to introduce yourself so I can see how the voice level is?
Sure. State Representative Drew McEwen.
McEwen is a Republican who grew up playing hockey. He sponsored the House bill.
It was really to clarify our law to ensure that amateur players are not employees and not subject to minimum wage or to other labor laws.
So his bill said state minimum wage law, child labor protections, they just don't apply to these hockey players. The men running the teams trek to Olympia to say, please, we need this. Here's Everett Silvertips president Gary Gillinas.
This issue is so significant that it would negatively impact our ability to stay and operate in the state of Washington. It would force us to continue to look at our business practice, and likely without this bill passing, would have to evaluate whether or not we could continue to stay in the state of Washington.
The teams all said, we can't function if these labor laws apply to our players. Republicans and Democrats in Olympia don't agree on much these days, but sports, that's something they can agree on. Here's Representative Mia Gregerson. She's a Democrat who represents Kent, where the Thunderbirds play.
I just want to say how much I do support this bill, and I'm sorry that my name isn't on it, and go Thunderbirds.
The bill became law. 3 weeks later, the Department of Labor and Industries closed its investigation. A spokesman says the law addressed the issues in the complaint. But if you look at the investigation file from LNI, we're talking almost 1,000 pages. It's clear that while they were investigating, state officials didn't think it was so clear-cut. Maybe the players should count as employees. The teams are for profit. One person who definitely thinks that is Lucas Walter from Langley, British Columbia. How old were you when you first started with the WHL?
I was 18.
Walter's hockey career in the WHL included 2 years with the Tri-City Americans. He's now suing the league. He says they broke minimum wage laws in Canada and the U.S. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison declined to comment, but he did say in an email, "We are vigorously defending the league and our player experience." Walter says he got $70 a week his first season with the Americans and $85 a week in his second. If you divide that by the hours he spent on the ice and in buses, it works out to $1 to $2 an hour. He says when he found out that was how much he'd get, he was surprised.
I thought, whoa, I need to take a loan from my parents. Because, I mean, $70 a week, even your gas money, and maybe it's going to get you a Subway here and there, but not a whole lot, right?
And being involved with hockey 40 to even 65 hours a week doesn't exactly leave much time for a part-time job. Like Walter, most of the players are from Canada. They range in age from 16 to 20, and they stay with host families. Guys who haven't graduated yet go to high school. The teams pay for their food and their travel and promise to pay for at least some college tuition after the guys leave the league if they don't go pro. But under agreements the players sign, they don't make money from things like jerseys with their names on them or trading cards or even video games. Walter discovered he was in some games. So you could, like, play yourself in the game?
Yeah, I could play as myself in the video game, yeah. I at least thought, I was like, wow, we should at least get a free copy of this game if they're putting us in it, right?
The very best players in the Western Hockey League get drafted into the National Hockey League. It's not a formal farm system like minor league baseball is, but Sports Press Northwest commentator Art Teal says it's similar enough that the junior hockey players should be considered pros, just like minor league baseball players. Even the NCAA considers WHL players to be pros.
The WHL kids, despite their youth and despite this antiquated notion of amateurism, are being hosed. They deserve a salary. Maybe it's going to be a minimal one, but whether it's $15 an hour or whatever, yeah, they deserve to be treated as the professionals, because this is a professional organization. It's designed to create professional players.
Well, we definitely are trying to develop professional players.
That's Russ Farwell. He's general manager of the Seattle Thunderbirds. He says the whole goal is to help the guys get good enough to make the NHL draft. But he says his players are amateurs, and they're not employees. He says that money the players get is just reimbursement for travel and training expenses.
It's not a wage. It's not calculated on time or anything.
The biggest issue, he says, is not so much minimum wage, but child labor laws. If his players were subject to those, it'd be hard to have 16 and 17-year-olds on his team. That would mean the Thunderbirds and other Washington teams would lose out on the most talented young players. That would make the teams less and less competitive.
They couldn't have played on our team because they couldn't. They can't work after 10 o'clock, and they can't travel, and they couldn't, if you viewed them as employees, then they couldn't play hockey here.
In Lynnwood, 11 and 12-year-old hockey players are hard at work practicing.
Forwards line up on the boards. We're going to start with one person in front of the net. You're the D-man.
Regan Mueller is their coach. He played for the Thunderbirds as a forward in the 1990s. He had dreams of getting into the NHL, but discovered he had a heart murmur, so he hung up his skates and went to UW instead. The Thunderbirds gave him a scholarship. Mueller says he doesn't understand the minimum wage argument. He says just like high school football players, he pushed himself and can't imagine having to clock in and out for that.
You go and you voluntarily get up in the morning and you do push-ups and you do sit-ups, and I would voluntarily go to the rink during the day and I would skate for 2 hours, and I would voluntarily spend my summers doing two-a-days. I'd get up in the morning, I'd work out, and I'd get up in the afternoon, because that's what you have to do to excel at any sport in the world.
Still, there is a difference, right? High school football players play for a school. Players in the Western Hockey League play for for-profit businesses. But Mueller says the teams are not making giant profits. And he says players get a lot. The promise of college tuition, room and board, expensive skates and sticks.
At the end of the day, I think those kids are more than compensated for what they do and for what they get from it.
Still, outside Xfinity Arena in Everett, Silvertips fans are torn. Some say no, the players are definitely amateurs. They don't need to get paid. But I was surprised by how many said, heck yeah, pay them.
Do you feel like they should earn minimum wage?
Yes, I do.
I hope they would make a wage, and I hope it wouldn't be minimum wage. I feel they should make more. They're very dedicated.
I think probably should be a little bit more than minimum wage with the beating they take.
Relay off Elenick, deflecting deep into the Spokane zone, and Kaylor Yamamoto is hammered by Matt Fontaine. The Chiefs didn't like that, and Dominic Zwerger with payback. No doubt.
That was KPLU's Ashley Gross.